Bicycle and pedestrian safety have been hot topics at UW-Madison this fall after the campus police released videos of some dangerous behavior and the ensuing crashes or close calls with vehicles. We are going to talk this hour what we can do as bicyclists, as pedestrians, and as drivers of automobiles to be safer citizens of the streets, not only here in Madison, but all over Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, November 23rd. Do you bike or walk frequently where you live? Have you had any close calls? What do you think is needed to improve safety of all involved? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are going to discuss the rules of the road and what or try to figure out what or who is in our path and maybe improve pedestrian and bicycle safety this hour. Our guest is Arthur Ross. He is the pedestrian bike coordinator of the city of Madison. He joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you.
Well, you know, these videos were really scary to me, especially right, one of the accident sites or crash sites was just outside where we're talking right now, the corner of Park and University, where a vehicle smashed into a bicyclist. And there was another video that was released showing a pedestrian running across the road, not in a crosswalk, getting hit by a vehicle too.
Yeah, no, anytime anyone is involved in a crash of any type, it's scary, and whether it's a crash or whether it's a near miss, your adrenaline gets pumping, and it's like, well, what just happened? What did I miss? Basically, because generally one party or the other or both made a mistake, and generally it's a mistake in looking out for other people, looking out for things that are either a hazard to you or things that you are a hazard to. Sometimes it's making a decision to do something that isn't safe, driving too fast, pushing a light, crossing where it's not illegal to cross mid-block, but you need to yield to other traffic, and so it's being aware of other traffic. And if looking at that video, the pedestrian is crossing, it looks clear, but then there's somebody turning the corner that the pedestrian wouldn't have been able to anticipate.
So the I might have said that pedestrian was jaywalking, but you're saying that that's not really what was going on. You can cross if you don't see traffic.
Right. There's no such thing as there's no term jaywalking in the Wisconsin state statutes. There are things that you can do that are against the statute. So you can cross against a signal. You can that would be a violation. Crossing mid-block is not illegal in Wisconsin, but then it's the pedestrian's responsibility to yield to the traffic on the street as opposed to the driver's on the street's responsibility to yield to the pedestrian.
Do you happen to know in that particular case that the motorist who hit the pedestrian in that video was taking a turn? I guess it was a left-hand turn.
Correct.
And I don't know if that was that motorist cited for going too fast, or was anybody cited in that crash, as far as you know?
I don't know, yeah. But if anybody were to be cited, I would assume it would be the pedestrian in that situation, because if you're crossing, basically if you're crossing mid-block and you get hit, that's you made the error.
Your fault. And as for the bicyclist who got hit by a motorist on the corner of Park and University in the video that was released, that one really hit home to me, so to speak, because, as I mentioned, it's so close to where we're speaking right now. Just look out the window and we'll see it, that intersection. However, it also, as I mentioned to you before we started, I almost hit a bicyclist at that very intersection. This was more than 20 years ago, I think, before I might have not even have lived here. I just was driving here for the first time, and I wasn't anticipating a bicyclist coming down that bicycle lane at that intersection.
Yeah, if you look at University Avenue, University Avenue is really set up as a two-way street. It's a two-way divided street. It's divided with a concrete median. If you look at that median, there's a standard keep right sign that you'll see on any median if you're going down East Washington Avenue or Park Street, any other two-way divided street. It's signed exactly the same way. At most of the intersections, you don't see one-way signs. You see turn restriction signs, no left turn and no right turn except for bicyclists. And that's how we need to treat it when we're driving it westbound on, you know, in a car. In that particular situation, both the it looked like both the bicyclist and the motorist had made mistakes. The bicyclist was pushing a signal, a yellow signal turning red. The driver making the left turn said that he was looking in his rearview mirror, concerned about the driver behind him coming up too fast while he was waiting to turn, and so he wasn't paying attention to what was going on ahead of him, which is what your responsibility is when you're driving. And so he took the turn not fully paying attention to what was going on, to what he had to do. So we need to be really, we need to be a lot more mindful about how we drive and watching not only for things that are a hazard to us, but watching for things that we're a hazard to, and making sure that we're operating in a way that is safe for everybody, not just ourselves.
Now, it's my understanding that scary as those videos, those crashes were, and as horrific as they looked, nobody was critically injured in those crashes. However, there have been fatal crashes in Madison so far this year. I saw four.
Bicycle pedestrian crashes? I don't have that data off the top of my head, but yeah, there probably have been a couple.
Yeah, and they are, I mean, that's what I'm trying to get a scope of the problem. How big of a problem is this?
Well, generally in Madison, we'll have around 100 or so bicyclist crashes. Typically, we'll have one fatality about every other year. In terms of pedestrian crashes, similar numbers, 100 to 110, 120 a year, depending upon the year. And, you know, anywhere between one and, you know, six or seven fatalities a year. It's common in urbanized areas for around half of the traffic fatalities to be pedestrians.
We are talking about bike and pedestrian safety this hour with the pedestrian bike coordinator of the City of Madison, Arthur Ross. Our conversation prompted by some high-profile crashes on the UW-Madison campus, but we think that our information applies to you listening all over the state and beyond. We also thought we would talk about this because the UW police have stepped up enforcement and education as a result of these crashes. I know that in the past, police have ticketed motorists for not yielding when they're supposed to. In this particular case, I think they were advising the pedestrians and the bicyclists that what they need to be aware of. So what kind of education do pedestrians most seem to need?
Well, it's, you know, for everybody, it's really being fully aware of your surroundings and what's going on. So, you know, put the cell phone away, put the iPod away, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't read the paper while you're walking down the street. You really need to pay attention, and particularly in a corridor like University Avenue where there's so much traffic, and you know, people could be turning, making a right turn on red, you need to have your full attention on what's going on the street. At a signalized intersection, you can technically only start to cross when you have the walk signal. That's not enough time to get you all the way across the street. The flashing don't walk is your time to finish crossing. So pay attention to the signals. But even though you have the signal, it doesn't mean that it's safe. You need to be watching for the mistakes that other people make. Watch for, you know, motorists who might run a light, turn when they're not supposed to make sure that it's safe all the time.
And we have just a minute before news break, and then we have plenty of time to talk after that. But bicyclists, what kind of education do bicyclists need to know?
Just to remember that you are a vehicle. Basically, you follow the same rules of the road as anybody else. Red lights mean stop, wait for the light to turn green. Stop signs mean stop, make sure it's safe to go. This time of year, make sure you've got good lights because you're going to need them either in the morning on your way in or in the evening on your way home or both. So really, it's drive your bike just as you would any other vehicle.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll welcome your questions. Maybe you have some questions about bicycle and pedestrian safety and the rules of the road. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Have you ever had a close call? What would you do to improve safety? We welcome your questions, your suggestions, and your experiences. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Arthur Ross. He is the pedestrian bike coordinator of the City of Madison. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about bike pedestrian safety and what we can all do as bicyclists, as pedestrians, and as motorists to be safer on our streets. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest is Arthur Ross, the pedestrian bike coordinator of the City of Madison, talking with him because earlier this fall, the University of Wisconsin Police Department released some videos of two frightening crashes, one involving a car and a pedestrian and one involving a car and a bicyclist. And these were just two accidents of the nearly 100 that occur, and we're wondering how we can prevent those. Let's go to the phones. Dwayne in Hayward is with us. Hi, Dwayne.
As a former law enforcement officer, I've investigated a lot of crashes. And, you know, I ride a lot of bike, and I do a lot of running and that. And I don't care how much right-of-way the bicyclist or the pedestrian has. If they get hit by a car, you lose.
So your point is, Dwayne?
You get hit by a car, you're going to end up in the hospital or dead. So you have to be extra careful, even though you might have the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Okay. And drivers need to be extra careful as well because they have that potential to cause so much damage. They have the responsibility to be watching for and yielding to others.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne, for the call. Greg in Madison is with us now. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Joy. I've got a question. First, a comment. I moved here from Seattle about 10 years ago, and I was kind of appalled at how people violated crosswalks here. And it's actually led to a couple really, really serious issues. I almost got ran down on University once, and then a pedestrian I actually yielded for almost got hit because the other direction didn't stop, even though I had yielded for the crosswalk. So I wish Madison would actually enforce with large tickets people that actually violate the pedestrian crosswalk thing as a comment first.
And I'm who's doing the violation? The motorist is not yielding for the pedestrian in the crosswalk?
Exactly, yeah. Like, I'll yield for the person in the crosswalk, and they'll start walking. And the other direction won't stop and will almost hit the people.
Yeah.
So if sometimes I don't actually stop and let the person cross because I don't think the other side is going to stop and they might get hit. You know, it's actually kind of out of control in Madison. I don't know why our police actually accepts this as a kind of a standard that people just blow through while people are walking across the street. It's super dangerous. But that's just a comment. My question is, because when I moved here, I was really confused about the law, and that Wisconsin law says that the pedestrian is required to figure out if it's safe enough for him to step out in time for the car to stop. So it's actually on the earnest of the person to figure out if he should step out or not. And then that's a little ambiguous.
So what is your question?
They don't know if they can actually. The question is, when somebody's in a crosswalk, and they're halfway across the street, and they're going into the other lane of travel, can I go through the crosswalk as a car, or do I have to wait for them to cross the entire street?
Well, what about that question?
It's a good question, and it's a little bit uncertain in the statutes. It's not clear, and it's not obvious. And in fact, there's a a bill that's been introduced into the legislature just recently, about a week or so ago, that would clarify that very point. Number one, if the change goes through, it would change the law from yield to a pedestrian to stop for a pedestrian at a crosswalk. And I believe Washington State has that law, the stop for pedestrian law, already. The other thing that it does is it clarifies that you need to stop and stay stopped until the pedestrian is all the way across the street.
Do you, are you advocating for the passage of that bill?
I'm not advocating one way or the other. I just saw that it was introduced mm-hmm. recently. I had nothing to do with it being introduced. Okay. I've not been consulted on it, and I believe it's been scheduled or sent to the Transportation Committee in the legislature, but I don't know where it's going to go. But in any case, I know the intent of people who had some of the laws regarding pedestrians changed back in the 70s, that was their intent. Whether that's clear, whether it's enforced that way, is questionable.
So interesting. So right now, can you describe current law? It is yield,
sure.
And the pedestrian does have some sort of obligation to figure out if it's safe to cross?
Well, yes, and that's the law pretty much everywhere. Drivers are supposed to yield to pedestrians at crosswalks. Crosswalks exist at every intersection if there's a sidewalk, whether there's the crosswalk is marked or not. So the crosswalk is merely the extension of a sidewalk across the street at an intersection, whether that crosswalk is marked or not. So basically the street cuts the sidewalk as opposed to the sidewalk cutting the street. So drivers need to yield to pedestrians. Pedestrians have a responsibility not to enter the crosswalk if a car is so close that the driver can't yield for them.
Makes sense. I mean, if it's right there, you don't want to jump out in front of it.
Exactly. So the driver has to have the opportunity to be able to yield. So there's responsibilities on both sides. Nobody ever has the right of way. The law always says that one person has to give the right-of-way to the other. The driver yields to the pedestrian. The law does not say the pedestrian has the right-of-way. Just as the law never says that a car driver in situation A or B has the right-of-way over somebody else. There's always one person is obligated to give the right-of-way to another.
Well, I know that I've seen some stories in the media, in recent years anyway, of enforcement being stepped up. In Madison, in particular, and cars either getting warnings or tickets for not yielding to pedestrians. And in fact, police officers would be, you know, posing as pedestrians and walking across the street and nearly getting hit by some cars, and they'd get ticketed.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit of enforcement going on in Madison. They're writing a lot of tickets. The operations that you talk about, they call it Operation Duck.
As in watch out.
Right. Well, as you know, it comes from the fact that people will come to a screeching stop when there's a duck in the middle of the street, but they don't for a person.
That's funny.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. And there are quite a few tickets being written for it. And it's not a case of the police being uninterested in this. It's a case of all of us not stepping up and doing the right thing. What are our social mores? We need to get to the place where people yield to pedestrians at crosswalks, not because they're afraid of getting a ticket, but because those are our community standards. It's what we do. It's being courteous towards others.
Well, let's say, for example, and somebody in a different city can put themselves in this situation, you're driving on a fairly busy street in your community, and traffic is fairly heavy. And you notice that there's somebody standing at the corner where there's a crosswalk, up a block or so. I should put on the brakes and start stopping well in advance of that crosswalk if I see that pedestrian standing there.
Correct. And you should probably be slowing down. The speed limit laws say that, you know, the speed limit is not the speed that you can always drive at. It's the maximum speed that you should be driving on a road. And the law says that there are several conditions under which you need to reduce speed. In the presence of pedestrians is one of those conditions. Most people on University Avenue are driving way too fast.
Yeah. I mentioned this to you as well. My husband and I were driving the other day, and we saw someone standing in the median of a boulevard, and a pedestrian, and so we stopped. and the pedestrian did not even really look at us, just kind of stood in the median and ignored us. And we thought, well, I guess we'll go then. What in that particular case, I guess the pedestrian doesn't have to walk, but we wondered what to do.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We're trying to teach pedestrians to be a little more interactive and assertive in many ways in terms of gaining the cooperation of drivers. And when you get that cooperation, to accept that, thank the driver, and go ahead and cross. We want you to do that carefully, though, as well. The pedestrian flags, for example, that you see down Monroe Street and in other places throughout the city are a means of getting the pedestrian to communicate with the drivers. And that's what we want you to do. If you're going to wait for a gap in traffic to cross, then step back away from the crosswalk, away from the intersection, so that drivers aren't confused by what you're going to do.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you have a question for our guest about bike pedestrian safety, or if you have a story you'd like to share or a suggestion on what you think might help to improve safety, John in Richland Center is with us. Hi, John.
Hi. I have a question and a comment. First, the comment. I was told that whenever a dog comes out into the right-of-way and you're biking, the best thing to do is get off your bike and put the bike between the dog and you. I was going to say, what do you do about dogs?
Is that more in terms of being attacked by the dog, John?
Well, yeah, because it'll go after your legs if it sees your legs moving, and then it makes you kind of freak out and have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you said is the recommendation that most people give. When you're out in a rural area in particular and a dog comes, running towards you, is not to try to outrun the dog, but rather to slow down, get off your bike if you have to, keep the bike between you and the dog as kind of a shield. The biggest concern with the dog really isn't getting bitten by the dog, but the dog getting under your bike and causing a fall.
Let's thank you very much, John, for the call. Martin in Green Bay called to say that he is not used to how many bikes there are in cities like Madison. He doesn't want to hit anybody. Any general safety tips for drivers dealing with so many bikes?
Just to be observant and be looking for bikes. There are a lot of bikes in Madison. You need to be watching for them, anticipating what they might do, as you would with anybody else driving on the roads, and give them the space that they need. Make sure you're passing with a minimum of 3 feet of clearance, not following too closely behind them, watching for the turning movements, watching for them coming towards you and turning as well. When you're turning, to be watching and make sure that there's not a bicyclist coming towards you. That's probably the biggest hazard for a bicyclist. So it's just being aware that bicyclists are there and treating them as you would anybody else, anticipating their movements.
Are you, by any chance, a year-round bicycle commuter?
Sure.
Yeah, I thought so. Now we have some snow on the ground in Madison, and it may be melting this week, I'm not sure. But in any case, I have been a motorist with a bicyclist in the wintertime in what would be the bike lane. But because the roads are slushy or icy, it scares me to see that bicyclist there, because I'm afraid he or she will slip and right under my wheels.
Yeah, well, first of all, you need to give a minimum of 3 feet of clearance when passing. Under those conditions, you certainly want to give more. The bicyclist might not be in the bike lane because, as you said, the bike lane's icy or slushy, and so they might actually be out in the travel lane, and that's perfectly legal for them to do. You need to ride where it's safe, not as far as to the right as is possible. So it's making sure that they're safe, slowing down, passing with adequate distance, making sure that you're providing for their safety as well as your own.
Mm-hmm. And any tips, especially winter bicycling tips for safety for bicyclists?
Yeah, I mean, look at your gear, good tread in your tires. The studded tires are great if you're riding a lot, and particularly in icy areas. Think about your route. Find a route that doesn't have a lot of traffic, but that the road surface is clear enough, so it's not going to be too slippery. Good lights at night, you know, both front and back. You know, reflective material on your clothing, on your gear, you know, helps as well to make you seen.
Arthur Russ is the pedestrian bike coordinator of the City of Madison. We are talking about bicycle and pedestrian safety. Welcoming your questions or your experiences, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Glenn in Minocqua. Hi, Glenn.
Yes, hello. I would like to elaborate a little bit on something another caller said. I've lived in California, Oregon, Portland, Seattle, and I've also lived in Minocqua, where I am now, St. Louis in northern Illinois. And in general, Midwestern drivers are more polite, more courteous, et cetera, than West Coast. But the one area where they are not is with pedestrians at crosswalks. On the West Coast, if I look like I'm going to go across a crosswalk, they will stop. Here, it's like the earlier caller said, it's oftentimes they don't. Even sometimes when I want to stop, the person next to me, especially in a four-lane, it can be dangerous, who's going the same direction as I am, he isn't going to stop. The person comes in front of me, the walker does, and might get hit by the person they can't see coming next to me who's not going to stop. I don't know how to avoid it. I don't know what to do about it, but I think there needs to be some kind of major public notification or advertisement or service effort to get the word out, because for whatever reason, Midwesterners do not respect people in crosswalks. I don't understand it.
Yeah. What else is needed, Arthur Russ? If anything.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. It's like I said, it's the law pretty much universally throughout the country and throughout the world. People need to step it up and really think about how their actions impact on the safety of others, and we need to be watching for others. I wish I knew what you know, how it's been accomplished in other areas, because we certainly would love to do that here. It's really, you know, how do we treat each other as people? You know, in terms of the situation of should you stop, you know, because somebody else might, well, your responsibility is to stop. So fulfill your responsibility. Then the pedestrian's responsibility as they're crossing is to make sure that the next lane is safe. So while you're stopped as a pedestrian crossing the street, one person is stopped, you stop before you pass that vehicle, so you know that next lane is clear.
Yeah. And a couple of minutes before news break, and then we have more time, but this is when it is an unlit crosswalk. I mean, if a walk or a don't walk, the pedestrian's supposed to follow those rules, right?
Right. Yeah, at a traffic signal, the traffic signal basically controls the right-of-way and who needs to yield to whom and when people can go or not go. In general, though, the majority of intersections are not signalized.
Right.
So,
and you said something that I thought if it was a marked crosswalk, that is the stop on a dime if you see that pedestrian. But you're saying anytime a pedestrian is just standing at an intersection, whether it's marked or not, stop.
Correct. Yes. Crosswalks do not need to be marked. Crosswalks exist by virtue of there being a sidewalk along a street, and extending that sidewalk across the street is the crosswalk.
Yeah.
They do not have to be marked.
What's the point of marking them?
It gives more direction to pedestrians. It gives the head up to the drivers, the reminder that they're there.
We are talking about bike and pedestrian safety. We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. In our final minute, Kathleen on Facebook says, bicyclists should reduce incidents by first making themselves visible. Lights, clothing, reflectors, and by simply following safety regulations and the rules of the road. Too many disregard their own safety on the campus and in the central city areas. So bicyclists, she's saying that they need to step up too.
Everybody needs to step up. Drivers need to realize that they have a responsibility, that their lights need to be able to illuminate objects and people as well. And if your lights can't, then you need to drive slower. If you can't see a person more than 75 feet ahead of you, you can't drive more than 20 miles an hour.
We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Do you bike or walk frequently where you live? Have you had any close calls with motorists? We are talking about bike and pedestrian safety this hour. And I don't think we've heard from a bicyclist or a pedestrian so far, but lots of motorists who have concerns, and we welcome your questions and concerns or experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Arthur Ross, the pedestrian bike coordinator of the City of Madison, talking with us because bicycle and pedestrian safety has been an issue this fall in Madison. The UW Police Department releasing some videos earlier this fall showing crashes between a car and a pedestrian and a car and a bicyclist. The UW Police Department is stepping up enforcement and awareness, telling motorists and bicyclists and pedestrians what the rules of the road are. And we're welcoming, again, your questions and your comments. We have Steve in Arkdale next. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Yeah, my question is you list statistics, and how much of that is related to the campus area as opposed to the rest of the city?
Well, the campus certainly has, the University Avenue corridor probably carries more cars, more pedestrians, more bicyclists than any other street in the city does. So when you look at data on crashes, while we have a fair number of crashes in the corridor, the rate of crashes per, 100,000 bicyclists, pedestrians, cars, whatever, probably isn't that out of line with any other place in the city. It might actually even be lower. But the exposure is certainly a lot higher, and so we would expect there to be more crashes in this corridor.
And just for those joining us, there are usually on average about 100 car bike and 100 car pedestrian accidents a year?
Per year throughout the city. That's not just on University Avenue. Right. That's the entire city. Correct.
And in fact, there was an accident that was not on the UW campus and not on University Avenue just a few days ago. A very serious accident on what is another busy street in Madison, but it's in more of a residential area, Monroe Street.
Yeah, there was a pedestrian crash, and we call them crashes, not accidents.
That's right.
They're not. We know that it's human error generally that is the cause of the somebody didn't do something or somebody did something that they shouldn't have done, and so somebody has made a mistake. There was a fairly serious crash involving two pedestrians in a crosswalk on the southern end of Monroe Street. At the end of last week.
And tell us what happened there.
All I know is what's been reported through the police incident reports. Driver was inbound on Monroe Street. Pedestrians were crossing in a crosswalk. I believe it was dark out. Driver outbound had stopped for the pedestrians. The two pedestrians were hit by the inbound driver.
And one is still, as you heard, in very serious, if not critical, condition.
Correct, yeah.
Well, that's very sad. So, again, a situation where someone stops and someone doesn't.
Right. Now, this isn't the situation
not
that was being talked where they're both going in the same direction. They're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Well, this morning, very early this morning, I was driving down Midvale Boulevard, another busy street in Madison, but at 4:30 in the morning, it's usually not that busy. It's pretty desolate, in fact. Today there was someone walking their dog in a crosswalk. I saw the person, but I wasn't expecting to see that person. And I knew we were talking about this today. Now, I don't think that this particular pedestrian walking his dog was not dressed in any kind of reflective clothing. It was not right by a street light, but there was enough light for me to make out an image walking in the street. The pedestrian's under no obligation to actually have a flashlight or anything when it's dark out?
No. No, they're not. And in fact, as I mentioned earlier, you as a driver are under an obligation to be able to see them. And
my lights should be bright enough, yeah.
Yeah, and if not, then you need to be driving slow enough so that you will see them in time to be able to stop. There's a phenomenon called safety in numbers, and that's something that comes into play on University Avenue. We expect to see pedestrians. There's so many there, we expect to see them, and so we're watching for them, we're concerned about them. If we're driving in another corridor that doesn't have a lot of pedestrians, you know, we're not looking for them, we're not expecting them.
Bill in Greenfield is with us. Hi, Bill.
Yes, hi. This is one of my favorite topics. I'm one of the few people on the road, I've noticed, who actually put safety first. Most people put safety last. I'm not sure what can be done about this, but clearly lighting up the... First of all, it's absurd to have... I don't agree with everything that you should drive slow enough that you can stop. I'm always ready to stop. Everyone else is always ready to go. And even when there's some, I mean, I've encountered a family right in a dark crosswalk. So when I'm driving, I'm actually looking for families in the pitch black in the crosswalk. No one else is. They're just driving. I've called the police department and said, the village and said, in Milwaukee and said, why do you have a dark crosswalk that's unlit? The whole thing's absurd. There should be a gigantic sign that says $5,000 fine and 5 years in prison if you... first of all, if you hit and kill someone, that's going to happen anyway, so there already are laws. But there should be gigantic signs saying to the pedestrians, don't even think of jumping into the street or being in the street, because pedestrians are as reckless as the drivers.
Thanks very much, Bill. Bill, though, had also told my producer that he has stopped for pedestrians, and then the person behind him would go around his car and whip through the intersection. So, again, problems all over the place.
Yeah, and when somebody's slowing down, stopping at an intersection, and you're coming up behind them, what you need to be thinking is not, girl, why is that person, you know, slowing me down? You have to be thinking, I wonder why that person's slowing down. Maybe I better slow down, too. See what's going on before passing them. And that's really your obligation. They could be stopped for a pedestrian. They could be stopped for an emergency vehicle. They could simply be turning the corner. But you don't know that until you get to that spot. So you need to slow down as well. Anytime you see somebody ahead of you, particularly at an intersection slowing down, your obligation as a driver is to slow down as well until you know what's going on.
Yeah. So any thoughts as to whether... cities should do more, or communities should do more, and I know you're with Madison, but to spread awareness, big signage, more lights, tougher fines for violations?
Most of those things are really state statutes and state responsibility in some way. Yes, we need to be doing more. We need to be doing more enforcement. We need to be doing more education. We need to be doing a better job of education right from the start when people are learning how to drive a car. We need to be teaching our children differently, perhaps. You know, we teach children to, not even think about crossing the street unless there's a gap in traffic you could drive a semi through. And then when that person starts driving a car and they see somebody waiting on the side of the street to cross the street, they think, well, that person's going to wait for me. So we teach the wrong thing. It's not that we should be teaching kids to just be running across the street, but we need to be teaching kids how to make good decisions. About crossing streets as well, as opposed to just teaching them to be completely passive about crossing the street and waiting for a huge gap.
What was that lesson that we learned as kids? It was look right, left, and right again, or was it the other way around?
Left, right, and left again.
Left, right, and left again. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Can tell that I lost lost that lesson. Mitchell and Appleton. Hi, Mitchell.
How you doing?
Good.
I want to ask a question about what role pedestrian assertiveness played in this conversation, because I've lived in Seattle and also in Mexico, and there it seemed like there were not only were there more pedestrians than there are in the Midwest, but people were more assertive about their right as pedestrians. And I want to know what role that might play in the culture here, because here mostly in crosswalks people will usually just wait until there's no cars and then cross. You'll seldom see a pedestrian in the Midwest asserting their right as a pedestrian and crossing in front of cars. And I want to know what role that kind of plays in the attitudes here as far as how quickly people respond to seeing a pedestrian in the crosswalk and how that was served.
Yeah, that's a good question. Just a few years ago, I would wait for the cars to go. I was not assertive at all, and it's part of our Midwest Nice thing, isn't it?
Perhaps. It's unfortunate that the Midwest Nice doesn't transpose into when we're driving cars and being nice.
That's true.
Assertiveness certainly plays a big role, I think, and it's communication. it's just, you know, looking at the driver, signaling to the driver that you want to cross the street. That's what the pedestrian flag program is all about. You pick up the flag. You don't just hold the flag there and look at the ground. You hold the flag, you look at the driver. You can do the same thing just with your arm. You can raise your arm, wave your hand, get the driver's attention, make the driver know that you're there and you intend to cross the street and you're expecting that driver to slow down, stop for you. So that plays a huge part in it, and that also gives good communication to the driver that you are indeed going to cross the street when they do stop, as opposed to waving them on, as a lot of pedestrians do. So we certainly are working with pedestrians as well and trying to get pedestrians to be more communicative and more assertive in crossing the streets.
George on Facebook says, vehicles almost never stop at crosswalks unless there's a stop sign or a stop light. I have also been nearly sideswiped many times on my bicycle from cars trying to cut me off to get into the right-hand turn lane. Also, two different coworkers have gone over the tops of cars and have pulled out in front of them when they had the right-of-way. No stoplights, just an intersection. One broke their collarbone, the other lost a bunch of teeth. Oh, goodness. Midwest Nice should also apply to cars and motorists.
It's looking for other traffic, and that other traffic needs to include not just cars and trucks and buses, things that are a hazard to us in our vehicle, but pedestrians, bicyclists, skaters, others that we are a hazard to when we're driving cars.
Yeah, in our final minute, less than a minute, are you optimistic that dangerous bike pedestrian situations can be resolved and made less common?
Certainly. I think it's been happening. I think the number of crashes and severity crashes has been going down. There's a lot of emphasis on Vision Zero, reducing fatalities to zero, throughout the country and including in Wisconsin. So, and as more people are walking and bicycling, I think there'll be that safety numbers will come into play and people will be more aware.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. It's been
Arthur
a pleasure.
Ross, a pedestrian bike coordinator of the City of Madison. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Elizabeth Delacquest for producing and directing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.